chapter. My. Book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And who knows what God has for us in this revival. Amen. Right. Hebrews 11th chapter, 24th verse. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Amen. Amen. Back in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. I'm going to need some helpers here tonight. And how many of the young folks here, how many of these boys brought their Bible with them? Jeremy brought his Bible. Who else? Anybody else brought?
We can get you one.
Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jeremy, turn to Matthew 24. There's one. Good shape. Matthew 24. Verses 12 and 13. Matthew 24, verses 12 and 13. And you turn to Matthew 10, verses 20 through 23. You got it? Amen. You got it, Jeremy? Come here, stand. You brothers, come up here. Good-looking young men, come on up here with us. Amen.
Get your mic, boys.
Amen. I'll
read right off of this.
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Amen. Isn't that good?
Yeah. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver upon the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for thy name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved.
Amen. Thank you. Wasn't that good reading? Amen. Good reading. Yeah, good help. Praise the Lamb of God. I got one more portion of scripture to read. Before I read, let's stretch our hands this way. Ask the Lord to help us here. I want the Lord to have His way. Let's ask God to move. I'd really like to see God move. God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Help us. Hallelujah. Exodus, the 33rd chapter, and the 7th verse. And Moses took the tabernacle. Exodus, the 33rd chapter, and the 7th verse. Took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp and afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went out into the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. I'm really helpless to what I preach here tonight, and I hope you'll bear with me. But I like to preach to you on the young man that stayed. And I'd like to ask you the question, have you made up your mind that you're going to stay? Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. A lot of times God gets blamed for a lot of things that people do. The Lord told me this, the Lord told me that. I was preaching for a brother who was, he's a pastor, but he's disabled, and his church is small, and his wife works, she's a registered nurse, and she works in a psychiatric ward, and she told me the story as we was preaching for them, how that she had, there was a guy there in the psychiatric ward who thought he was Jesus Christ. And there was another guy there that thought he was God. And so that had a wild situation there. And one day they was introducing a new doctor to the patients, and they came to this guy that thought he was Jesus Christ, and they introduced him and said, "Doctor, this is Jesus. And Jesus, this is the doctor so-and-so." And the doctor said, "So you're Jesus?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, what's your last name?" He said, "Don't you know nothing?" He said, "Jesus Christ. Christ is my last name." He said, "So you're Jesus Christ?" And he said, "Yeah." And the doctor said, "Well, who told you you was Jesus Christ?" That man that thought he was Jesus said, "God did." Well, this fellow that thought he was God was standing over the corner listening to this, and he just piped up and said, "I did not." A lot of things get blamed on God that ain't God's fault at all. Amen. There's a lot of things that, amen, if we're not careful, we use God as a crutch. God told us this or God told us that. But here we find out that Moses was speaking to God and God was speaking to Moses face to face. Amen. I like what Moses had done here concerning the tabernacle. The tabernacle was a place, and the Bible even says here in my text that it was a place that anybody that took a mind that they was going to seek the Lord, they would go down to the tabernacle. And Moses pitched it afar off from the camp. He didn't pitch it where it necessarily would be convenient. And oh, how folks like religion of convenience. How folks just like to choose where they go because it's the closest to the house, or they preach what they feel like they ought to preach, or, amen, you know, that people look for churches like people window shop at the mall, or, amen, or if it fits, or the color that they like. Amen. But Moses pitched this place afar off from the camp. So it would be an effort to get there. You'd have to get out of your house. And you'd have to maybe prepare to travel a little ways. And it just wasn't next door. It's going to have to move a little ways. And I always get nervous when I come to the highway of holiness. Amen. But if the Lord will help me here, I want to preach to you on the young man that stayed. Well, I want you to visualize this. Amen. On this particular day, Moses was going to go to the tabernacle. We know why he's going, because everyone which sought the Lord went to the tabernacle. He was going to go seek the Lord. He was going to go feel after Him and find Him. Somebody shout amen. And as he was going down there, the men in the that tent city, amen, the Bible said that every man stood at his tent door and they watched him as Moses was going, amen, to the tabernacle of the congregation. Amen. Well, there goes the preacher. He's going up yonder and he's going to be, amen, seeking the Lord here after a while. Amen. And they just stood there and they watched him. And that happens too often. Amen. The evangelist can't bring revival. Amen. The pastor can't do your praying for you. Amen. Somebody shout amen. The preacher can't live your life for you. Amen. We're going to have to seek the Lord for ourselves. Can somebody shout glory? Amen. And Moses was going to go seek the Lord. And he got up there and he met with the Lord as he had other times. And that cloudy pillar descended and even onto that tabernacle of the congregation. And God was speaking to his preacher. He was talking to him face to face. Amen. But that's not the whole story, because there's another individual, there's another character, amen, that's already made his way to the tabernacle. I don't know exactly how he got there, Brother Rodney Eldridge. Amen. But I do know that he was there. I like to think that perhaps that when he saw the man of God passing by up the street, they said, "Well, the preacher's going to go seek the Lord. I believe I'm going to go up there and seek the Lord." Amen. And I find out about this young man by the name of Joshua. Amen. First of all, he was a good follower. Amen. He followed the man of God, amen, to the tabernacle of the congregation to seek the Lord. Amen. We'll never make it to heaven. Amen. We'll never stay in this race until we first learn how to follow. Amen. For you see, really, amen, when all is said and done, we don't really know the way all the time. Amen. And when the course is set, amen, there's areas in the course it's dark. There's areas in the course that it's unknown to us. Amen. There's some things that are just not known, amen, to us runners of this race. Amen. If we'll learn how to follow the men of God as they follow Christ, amen, we'll be able to stay in the race. Can somebody shout amen? So it's a good follower. Amen. He was following the man of God to the place of seeking. Amen. And you'll never be, folks want to be a leader, but you'll never be a leader until you learn to be a follower. Hallelujah. Amen. You'll never lead people until you learn how to follow. Amen. You'll never be able to be a teacher until you yourself, amen, are a person who can be taught. Amen. You'll never be an effective preacher until you're able to be preached to. Come on now. Amen. You'll never be able to correct people until you learn to be corrected by others. Can somebody shout amen? Amen. And I know we have trouble in that areas, and it just hits around, you know, hits against the grain. And amen. And I'm still nervous, but that's all right. Amen. I'm just here. I'm just a homeboy, you know. Amen. I'm among friends, so I can be nervous among friends. Amen. And if I stumble and stutter, that'll be all right. Y'all understand. Amen. But we, amen, we it cuts against our grain. And amen. And it cuts against, amen, our will when somebody gets up and they say, no, you ought not to do that. But until you're able to withstand that, until you can take reproof, you'll never be able to have an effective ministry. Amen. To correct others and tell others how that they ought to go. So we find out that Joshua, amen, was a good follower. Amen. I like that. If you're aiming on staying in this thing, you're going to have to learn to follow. Amen. Amen. Ruth said, entreat me not from following after thee, for whether thou goest, I'll go. Where thou lodgest, I'll lodge. Thy people shall be my people. Thy God shall be my God. And where thou diest, that graveyard you get buried in, Naomi, amen, that's the place I want to be buried in. Hallelujah. Amen. We find out that Elijah left the oxen and ran after Elijah. Amen. And he would say later on, much later on, he says, as the Lord liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee from following after thee. Amen. We must first learn, if we want to stay in this thing, we must first learn that we don't know the complete course. We don't know the whole way to heaven. So we'll have to learn to follow. I said, if we're going to stay, we'll have to learn to follow. Amen. That's right. Amen. Well, these other men that were standing at their tent doors, amen, when we don't follow, amen, we don't see what we ought to see. Amen, these men that were standing at their tent door, they saw something. They saw the cloudy pillar, descend upon that tent, on that tabernacle there in the wilderness. Amen, but because Joshua, amen, the son of Nun, followed him all the way into the tabernacle, he got to be an eyewitness. Amen. And when God gives the preacher the message, he got to be right there. Amen. And seeing Moses being talked to by God face to face. Come on. Amen. I'm of the persuasion, the reason why people get offended. Amen. When the preacher preaches where we're living. And I know that there's some people preaching too hard. And I know there's some people that got ridiculous standards. I know that. But that ain't the problem in the Miami Valley. Amen. We ain't got that problem here. Amen. In Ohio. Can somebody shout amen? Amen. It's people don't want to live right. People don't want to take correction. Amen. People don't want to be preached to. Amen. And I'm persuaded the reason why folks, when L.F. Collins gets up, amen, and has one of them correcting holiness messages, the reason why people get offended is because they hadn't followed him to seek the Lord. They don't really believe that he's getting his message from heaven. They don't really believe that the pastor's, amen, preaching what God had given him and just what he's, instead of what he's just dreamed up or looked over the congregation and seen. Amen. But you'd be a hard time, have a hard time, amen, trying to convince Joshua, this young man, amen, that the pastor didn't have the message because he followed him to the congregation, tabernacle of the congregation. Amen. He's seen him get instruction. Amen. He's seen him get, amen, that instruction from heaven. Can somebody shout amen? Amen. Do we really believe that about our preachers? Amen. Do we just think they just go any, meeny, miny, mo, catch? I mean, just, amen, just flip a coin. Huh? Do we really just think that that's what happens? Amen. Amen. But I believe that there's men of God who get a message from heaven. Amen. And we ought to take heed of the things that we've heard. Lest at any time we should let them slip. Amen. We must realize that, amen, I don't know too many preachers that take it lightly. Amen. When they come to the Bible stand. Amen. And people are quick to criticize the preacher. Amen. But I don't know too many. Amen. If any. Amen. That take it lightly. Amen. Not a holiness preacher, Brother Rodney Eldridge. Amen. They spent time in prayer. Amen. They've worried. And amen. They've paced the floors. And amen. They've pondered. And amen. They want to preach what the Lord had given them. Amen. Preach a little while. Amen. But Joshua, the son of Nun, he was convinced that the man of God had got his message from heaven. Amen. And when he sat under the voice of Moses and would hear him preach, amen, he would change his life because he knew, amen, that wasn't just Moses speaking. Amen. He gets his orders. Amen. From headquarters. Amen. He gets his messages. Amen. From a higher power. Can somebody shout amen? Glory to God. Oh, glory. Amen. Amen. So not only did he follow, but because he followed, he seen what he ought to see. Amen. He was there in the tabernacle, and he seen the Shekinah glory come down. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He's seen the power of God. He felt that intense anointing. Amen. That only comes when God hovers among His people. Woo! Amen. He felt that thing which you can't feel at a rock concert. Amen. Or any other kind of concert for that matter. You can't feel it at a football game. Amen. There's a lot of folks are feeling goosebumps. Amen. But he was feeling more than goosebumps. Amen. He was feeling the power of God. And not only was he feeling it, amen, but he was seeing it. Amen. He was watching. Amen. Amen. I'm wondering tonight. Amen. If we're following, are we looking? And are we seeing what we need to see out of our services? Are we seeing what we need to see? Amen. In our congregations. Amen. And in our revival meetings. Amen. Are we really seeing it? Amen. I don't believe we're not seeing it because it's not there. Amen. I believe we're not seeing it either because we haven't taken the time to follow, to seek the Lord. Amen. Or we've got our eyes closed. Having eyes, but yet cannot see. Amen. Oh, listen to me, church, tonight. Amen. If we want to stay, not only do we have to learn to follow, amen, but we're going to have to learn to open up our eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And behold the glory of the Lord. Amen. My eyes, Brother Collins, amen, have seen the glory of the Lord. Amen. And when you see it for yourself, it makes a difference. Amen. When you experience it for yourself, it makes a difference. Amen. The 10 billion devils in hell can take away what happened. Amen. Sunday night. Amen. A little over a month ago. Amen. Folks were running over in the power of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Amen. Heavy among us. Amen. I've seen the glory here at the highway of holiness. Amen. I'm convinced. Amen. This is the right way. Can somebody lift a hand to heaven and praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. Not only did he see, but because he followed and seen, the Bible said he stayed. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that he departed not, amen, out of the tabernacle. Amen. I appreciate, however, that you get a blessing. Amen. I appreciate however you got saved. Brother David Watson back here got saved at home, but his wife got saved, amen, at church. I was there when she got saved. Sister Tracy. Amen. Some folks have gotten the baptism in different ways. Amen. I got it at church, but Brother Tim Phillips got it in a Volkswagen Beetle. Amen. Is that right? I'm right. Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. But what good is it experiencing? Amen. If we're going to leave it. Amen. What good is it? Aren't you tired of feeling the power of God on Sunday night and then not feeling nothing on Monday? not feeling nothing on Wednesday. Amen. But we find a man here in the Bible, amen, that stayed. Somebody said he was a veteran. He had a know-how that we can't, amen, that will take years to figure out. No, the Bible said that he was a young man. He was still the son of none. Amen. Come on now. Amen. He was influenced and he was under his father. Amen. He was the son of none. He was a young man. Amen. But he could stay. Let me tell you. Amen. If Joshua could stay, I believe we can stay. Amen. If Joshua can stay right there in the tabernacle. And when everybody else goes home, there's Joshua. Amen. You're going to leave? No, I ain't going to leave. I'm going to stay with it. Amen. I appreciate these young men and how that the Lord's blessed them and they're on fire for God. Amen. But I need to ask them a question, Brother Collins. Amen. Are you going to stay with it? Amen. Are you going to stay? Are you going to be like so many that's gone before? Amen. Experience this touch and then depart. Amen. Leave us. Amen. I don't believe you have to leave. Amen. No. Amen. I believe you can stay if you want to stay. Amen. I believe you can stay with it. Amen. I believe you can make up your mind. Amen. No matter what happens. Amen. I believe you can stay with it. Somebody shout glory. I said somebody shout glory. Joshua, the son of Nun, stayed. Amen. I believe that you choose choices in your life. Amen. Brother Lawson, determine whether you stay or not. Amen. I mean, glory to God. Brother Joy Hyatt preached on no man taking hold of the plow. I preached right here, Brother Collins' dedication. Amen. It's fit for the kingdom of heaven. Somebody said, well, that's negative, you know. Tell us what we need to do. But sometimes we need to tell you what not to do in order to be fit for the kingdom. Amen. And in our class, they told us if we were sculpting or if we were cutting things out, they said, whatever you want to make, cut away everything away from it or chip off everything that away from it that doesn't look like you want it to look. If you're sculpting a little man, chip everything off of there that don't look like a little man. If you're cutting out, amen, a woman, amen, cut out everything that don't look like a woman. Come on. Amen. If you're cutting a basketball or football, cut everything out of that sheet of paper, amen, that don't look like a basketball. Sometimes that's where we got to start. And, or should I say, all the time, that's where we got to start. Chipping away at things, amen, that cause us to be unfit. Chipping away at things that pull us back out into the world, amen, and cause us to depart, amen, for living for God. Come on now. Amen. I believe that there's many, amen, many of everybody that has felt a touch. I don't believe everybody prayed crocodile tears. I don't believe everybody that came to these altars, amen, and been in our meetings, amen, didn't get what they need. Amen. I believe there's some folks that's really had a touch of the Lord. Amen. But they let things in their life pull them away. And after a while, they were departed, amen, out of the tabernacle of the congregation. Amen. What caused them to leave? Amen. There was so much on them. Amen. They didn't choose, amen, to shed the things of the world. Amen. That would hinder them for living for Christ. Can somebody, I know this is simple and primary. Amen. But, amen, hear me out just a little further. Amen. Moses, choosing. Amen. Moses, first of all, he refused. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Huh? Didn't he do it? Amen. I'm going to get rid of that right now. That ain't going to be no temptation to me right now. Amen. Can you imagine what he refused? Amen. He refused, amen, to be the next in line to be the king of the world. Woo! Amen. At that time, you Bible readers will know, amen, that Egypt was the granary of the world. Help me preach a little while. Amen. And he was refusing the riches. Amen. Of the richest city. And he would have been, amen, the man that would be in charge. Amen. But Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. For he knew, amen, that that would drag him down. That after a while he would be back in the same place where he started. Amen. So he first refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Not only was it the granary of the world, but, amen, one writer said it was the playground of the world. Amen. The worldly amusements, the entertainments that were there. My, and how they could thrill you. And amen, there's people probably tonight or amen, or sometime this week will go to concerts and Garth Brooks will sing and amen, and they'll get goosebumps up and down and amen, you know, and there's an excitement going on. Amen. But Moses said, I refuse that. Amen. If I'm going to live for God, amen, I'm going to have to shuck the things of the world. I'm going to have to to shed off those earthly desires. Amen. If I'm going to live for Him, if I'm going to do a work for Him, I must first, amen, learn how to refuse. I must first learn how to say no. Amen. To this world. Can somebody shout amen? Amen. Ignoring the devil, amen, is a great part, amen, of staying with it. If you don't ignore Him, you never will stay with it. Amen. I'm just going to haul off and preach to you. The Lord will help me. Amen. If I was a preacher, I would. But since I'm who I am, it's iffy. Amen. But he refused. Not only this, but there's an emotional tear at him. His foster mother, if you will, Pharaoh's daughter. I don't think she was mean to Moses. I believe she loved him from the very first time she laid eyes on him.
Sure did.
Took him in and cradled him. Gave him the finest that they could have.
Sure did.
Amen. And when he got sick, she worried. When he got hurt and he cried, she cried. Come and preach a little while. When he grew up and maybe we'd go to battle, amen, she would worry about him and amen, and fret over him. Amen. She was his foster mother. Amen. And it seemed like it, maybe even in a certain sense, it seemed like it was unfair, but amen, it was an emotional tear for him. We get so emotional, caught up in things, amen, that'll keep us from serving God. Amen. And Moses learned that even though that, amen, this isn't necessarily all bad, and this woman don't mean bad for me, perhaps, and she really loves me, but I'm going to have to tear myself away from her. I'm going to have to separate myself from her. Amen. Even to the fact that he would hurt her feelings, for he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. He refused it. Said, I'm not going to do it. Amen. Aren't you Pharaoh's? Aren't you the son of Pharaoh's? Oh, no, that's not me. I refuse to be called that. Amen. I refuse to be identified with this world. I refuse to be identified, amen, with that genealogy. Amen. I refuse to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. He first learned how to say no. Woo! And I'm glad for holiness. Amen. That's really the major emphasis a lot of times on holiness. Say no. Amen. Say no. Amen. Separate yourself from the world. Amen. Touch not the unclean thing. Amen. Come out from among them. Amen. That's an emphasis of holiness preaching. Amen. Presenting your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Amen. That's right. Amen. To say no to this world and the things of this world. Amen. That's a great thing. Amen. And that's a great independence to be able to do that. Amen. That's a great, wonderful victory that's won. Amen. On Calvary. Amen. Because we can stare at the sin. Amen. And say no to it. Amen. There ain't nothing sin can do about it. Amen. We can stare face to face to this world and say no because the power that the Lord has given us. Amen. My Lord, that's independence. Amen. That's a liberation, if you will. Amen. We can say no to the things of this world. If you want to stay, you must first learn, my friend, to say no. No. Hallelujah. You must first learn to say no. Brother Ronnie, could you come up here for a minute, brother? Come here. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, how many believe that there's things you got to quit as soon as you get saved? Come stand right here, brother. Right here. Stand right there. Brother Ronnie is my mannequin tonight. Hallelujah. Some folks would call him he's a mannequin. He's our mannequin tonight. Hallelujah. Now, when we get saved, we must first learn how to say no. No to the things of this world. You've got that. I know you do. I know you've got that. We have with us tonight some brother souls that have learned this also. Come out here, brothers, would you? Come out here. Amen. They've learned to say no. I like that. Amen. What have you learned to say no to?
I refuse to listen to worldly music.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. Amen. He refuses to listen to worldly music. Whether it be country, whether it be rock and roll, amen, whether it be bluegrass, or whether it be gospel, if it's worldly, he's refusing it. Amen. You know it takes the power of God to do that, to separate it, because music is a charm. Amen. So he's learned. I'm glad for that, brother. Thank you. Stand right there. Okay, brother, what have you refused?
I have refused television.
Woo! Amen. Shout now. Amen. This brother's refused television. Imagine that.
Can you live without it? This brother's learned that he can live better without it. Come on now. Amen. He's refused television. He ain't going to watch it. He's going to stay away from it. Amen. He's refused it. And in this day and time, my friend, amen, that's a miracle in a lot of places. And so I'm glad that he's refused. Aren't we glad that these brethren have refused the world? Aren't you glad for them? And we got another brother here that learned how to say no. What do you refuse, brother?
I refuse worldly entertainment.
He refuses worldly entertainment. Well, I'm telling you, that's holiness preaching. Amen. And I can stop right here and somebody would dub me maybe not a good preacher, but a holiness preacher. And say, well, he preaches against things. And I'm glad that he does. And I'm glad that I do too. And we're glad. And I'm thrilled when people give up things of the world. I'm thrilled when they shed off the weights and sins which does so easily beset them. Doesn't that thrill anybody here? Aren't you glad these brothers have given up and learned how to say no, amen, to the things of this world? Amen. Will that keep us in? Amen. It will help us, but that's not the end of the story. Amen. For here we have in front of us this mannequin. Amen. And this mannequin also has learned to refuse. I mean, he just stands in the window. He's just standing here before us. Amen. He's not there at the worldly entertainments. Amen. He's not over there channel surfing on the television. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. He's not listening to rock and roll. Amen. He's just a mannequin. Amen. Standing before you. Amen. He's refusing the same thing that these brothers have refused. Amen. But look at him. Amen. He's not making any progress. Amen. Can we say that he'll make it? No. Amen. He'll probably rot standing right there. Because there's more to staying with Christ than refusing the things of this world. There's more to it than that. Amen. Moses learned to refuse to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Yes. He refused the granary of the world and the riches of the world. Amen. And the playground of the world. Yes. He refused even his foster mother. Yes. Amen. But he went one step further. Amen. That caused Moses to be one of those heroes of faith. Amen. He not only refused. Amen. But the Bible also says, choosing rather. Amen. He made a choice. Amen. I said he made a choice. Amen. Are you got enough to stay? Are you aiming on staying on this thing? Amen. Well, you've got a good start if you're refusing the world. But there's more to it. Amen. When an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. He comes back to that house. Amen. And it says it's swept and garnished. He goes back in and brings with him seven others. Amen. More vile than he is. Amen. What happened? Amen. It was cleaned out. Amen. That evil spirit was refused. Amen. But that individual didn't choose rather. Can somebody shout amen? I said he didn't choose rather. If you're going to stay with it. Amen. We're going to have to do more than say no. Yes, we'll have to say no to this world. Amen. But we'll have to say yes to Jesus. Yes to the will of God. Yes to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on now. Yes to the will of God. Can somebody shout glory? Hallelujah. Time to quit and I'm just feeling better right now. Hallelujah. So, if we just refuse, then we'd just be like this mannequin. Amen. And I think that there are folks in that shape. That's all they know is refusal. That's all they know. Hallelujah. But there's something that'll keep us. Joshua the son of Nun refused to stay at his tent door. He refused to stay with the crowd. Amen. He chose rather to follow Moses and to seek the Lord. Amen. And therefore he saw the glory of God. And he saw God speak to Moses face to face. And the Bible said he departed not. Amen. I'm interested in folks getting saved, but I'm more interested in folks staying with it. Amen. You can have the greatest potential. Somebody said that young man will make a good preacher. Or that young lady will make a wonderful evangelist wife. If they don't stay with it, they won't. I said, if they don't stay with it, they won't. Amen. This good holiness way, it's wonderful. I know that it is. And, amen. And we've seen folks get a good start. We've seen talented men grace our pulpits and amaze us with their abilities and their talents. Amen. But it is all for naught if they don't stay with it. If they don't stay in holiness. Have me preach a little while. Amen. And some of the preachers, amen, that have talent and have ability, all they turned out to be is just religious entertainers. That's all it amounts to. They have just become religious entertainers, and they are up for sale to the highest bidder. Amen. And it's wonderful that they have that talent. And while they were with us, they thrilled us, didn't they? Amen. But what good was it? What good is it? Amen. If we don't stay with it. Amen. What good is all the potential in the world? Amen. If we don't stay with it. What good is youth camp and J.R. Alexander preaching? Amen. And these men getting an experience and these women getting an experience with God if they don't stay with it. If they don't bring it back to Hamilton with them. Amen. If they don't stay in these altars at the highway of holiness. What good is it? Hallelujah.
So they refused. Amen. They refused. But this mannequin also has refused. And that's the extent of a lot of Christians. They just take up space, model clothes, fashion their religion, their piousness. Oh, glory. Amen. Fashion their holiness. And I'm a holiness preacher. I've gotten a lot of trouble for preaching negatively. Amen. I really have. If you don't believe me, don't believe me. Amen. But these men have refused. But you're not going to be like this dummy, are you, brother? Amen. Now, what did you refuse? You refused. What did you
refuse to listen to worldly music?
Well, that's good, but, amen, what's going to take its place? What do you choose?
I choose to listen to the voice of God.
Oh, glory to God. Right this way, sir. Amen, we'll pass by this dummy. I mean, this mannequin, excuse me. Amen, right this way. Won't we lift our hands and praise the Lord? I believe this fellow's made the right choice, don't you? Amen. He's refused to listen to worldly music, but he's chosen rather to listen to the voice of God. Woo! Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. Where's Brother Lawson? Amen. He ain't got time to listen to worldly music. Amen. He's too busy listening to the angelic choir of heaven sing. He's too busy, amen, to listen to angel wings. He's too busy, amen, listening to that voice that has the sound of many waters. He's too busy listening and hearing instruction, amen, from that one who loved him and died for him. Amen. To listen to worldly music. He won't have no trouble. He's going to go on. He's going to do something. Termites ain't going to eat him like it does this mannequin. Now, brother, what did you refuse?
I refused that old stinking TV.
You refuse to watch TV. Keep your eye. Amen. Well, what do you choose that will take its place?
I choose to keep my eyes on him.
Glory to God. Amen. You're going to keep your eyes on Jesus. You're going to look into the hills. Amen. Which cometh your help. Amen. You're going to lift up your eyes into the hills. Which cometh your help. Amen. I believe he's made the right choice, don't you all? Amen. Let's give the Lord a good praise offering. Amen. Right this way, brother. Amen. You'll go on the right way. You'll go on the glory. Amen. Termites won't get you like he will this mannequin. Glory to God. Amen, brother. What did you refuse?
Refuse to go to worldly places, worldly entertainment.
Amen. Well, that's good. I don't think we ain't got no business there. Huh? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm Pastor Early. I was at his church.